Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Aram B'Yakov Shom, Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Lamet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the case of someone who was worried or did not know about the money that his father left him. And came Baal HaChaloyim, Rashi says, that's the Sar HaMarech Chaloyim is Balaylo, came and showed him a dream. And what did he show him? Amar lo kach v'kachim, I'll tell you exactly how much money it is, and it belongs to that location. And shall Maisa Sheni him? It's not yours. It belongs to Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, Maisa v'omru divei chaloimois loy ma'alim v'loy moridim. So you don't have to follow the dream. Even though, as the Mefarshim pointed out, the chaloim was true. There was truth to it, because that's he found the exact amount of money and the exact location. Still you say, divei chaloimois loy ma'alim v'loy moridim. We don't follow Divrei Chalomos. As many of the Achronim point out over here, including Rekiv Egil and the Gilyon HaShas, and Yosef Engel and Gilyon HaShas, they send us to the Tashbetz, Chilek Beis Simen Kuf Kofches. And the Tashbetz there asks the question, should we trust dreams or not trust dreams? And he brings our Gemara that says, we don't follow dreams. Mitzad Sheni, the Gemara Nedorim says, the Nidu B'Chalom, a person has a Nidu in his dream, so he needs that Torah. He needs to come and fix it. Masha, you do follow dreams. So do we follow dreams or not? So there are many answers that are said to this question of the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz itself says that it's really a question of the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says a question. It says, Achloim is Shavid Abeiru. The dreams say lies. And it says, B'chloim Adaber Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in the dream to his servants. And the Gemara says, Look, Asho, Kal de Maloch, Kanel de Shadim. There's two types of dreams. There's a dream coming from a Malach, and that's a message from Shemaim. And there's a dream coming from Shadim, and goes on the Tashbetz to explain, it means all kinds of the thoughts, and the fears, and the dreams, and the imagination of a person. That's called the Shadim. It's not a real dream coming from Shemaim. So says the Tashbetz, really, every dream, we don't know. It may be a dream coming from Shemaim, and it may be a dream which is coming from the Shadim, from the other sources, which we do not rely on. So what do we do? Says the Tashbetz, it's a Sofik. And by a Sofik, we know the Din. In Dinim Mominis, we'd say, Amoitzim Echlaver El Avaraya. By Surim, you go to Churma. So you may land our Gemara. So the question is this money something he could keep, or he needs to give it to Maris Hasheni? You say it's a Sofik, I'm not sure if to rely on the dream, so he could keep the money. Because Amoitzim Echlaver El Avaraya. But when you talk about Nidu Mishamayim, so Nidu Mishamayim, he has to do a Torah to go to Churma, because maybe this dream is a real dream. The Ben Yoyod over here says a similar idea. He just says that we know, Ein Chaloyim B'loy Dvorim B'Teilim. Every dream has some things which are true, and some dreams there's things which are not true. I don't know which part of the dream to rely on. So that's a Sufik. It's a suffix. So again, the same idea of the Tashbetz. By Dini Mominis, I know I say Moitzu Chalavarayo, and by Surim I go to Churma. And the second explanation says that Ben Yoyodo, he brings an example from a Medrash, which is very similar to Gemara and Brachas. That really, every dream, the question, how do you interpret the dream? You may interpret the dream in a good way and in a bad way. So a person who sees a dream and he thinks that the dream is saying one thing, maybe the dream is coming to say something else completely. And he says, in our case, the person that has a dream that it's a Mois Maisa Sheni. Could be means to say, not Maisa Sheni that belongs to Maisa Sheni. Could be means to say that we talk about this is money that Chaimish was taking out of it. Aser to Aser is a double Maiser. Regular Maiser is a Schus Loilamabo. A Chaimish gives you Schus Loilamaze. So the Malach is telling him, don't worry, you can go and enjoy it because it's a Maisa Sheni, meaning it was a double Maiser done, you can enjoy it in this world. So because I don't know what the dream means, that's why I don't have to follow it. And the Tshuva Sefer Shiva Tzion, which is written by the son of the Noidib Yudo, Rav Shmuel Landau, he says another Mahalach, and he says there in the end of the Tshuva, that it really depends if the dream is about the future or about the past. A dream, which is a type of nevuah, is always going to speak about the future. It's going to speak about something that's going to happen. That is a nevuah, or a little bit of a nevuah, and that's a dream you can rely on. He says that's the idea of the dream of Nidui. Nidui means there's something bad that's going to happen to him. He's going into a bad state. So he needs a Torah. But in our case, in our Gemara, it's a dream about the past. What is the state of this money? A dream about the past is not a nevuah and is not a dream that you can rely on. So this is a little bit of the discussion regarding do you rely on dreams or not. And in addition, there's also discussions, can you follow the dream to Paskan Halacha? Reuven Margolyes has a beautiful Agdama about this in the Sefer Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. And we spoke about it in a different shir. But one simple difference is that Halacha is always depends on the Das of the Chacham. So you can hear from Min HaShemayim in Hayorah, but you can understand what it means. It's different than what we're seeing talk about in this place, where the question is, does he have to follow the Mitzias that the dream shows him? Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomashova@gmail.com.